Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oi, oi! It's me, Lily Sanders, with your favourite podcast, Cuddle Club. It's a podcast, well, I pretend it's about cuddling, but really it's so I can sneak in and peek in behind the scenes and ask some questions, probing and, yes, there's not a lot that rhymes with probing. This week I talked to Ben Miller. You'll know him, of course. He's one of the big comedians, actors and brain boxes on our boxes, TV boxes, yes? He's in, I call it, Brigerton. I don't know what he's calling it, but I think he gets it wrong and they're embarrassing. We had such a nice chat. He's really fun and funny. I mean, you might have already known that. I was scared of him, but he's not scary at all. So don't be frightened. Come on in. Hello. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
We've never met professionally or personally, have we? Not yet.
Well, maybe we'll discover a connection, but I don't think so.
I came last on Pointless with your friend.
You came last? What?
I'm first out in Celebrity Pointless, yeah.
I've done that as well. I've been out first on Pointless as well. Yeah, what was your... Tell me what the question was and what your answer was.
It was roads, like 100,000 kilometres of roads. Which countries have got 100,000 kilometres of roads?
I'm going Russia straight away.
I think I did go Russia, but that was too obvious maybe.
Well, this is what happened to me. Yeah. Well, this is why I went out in the first round, probably why you did as well. I was asked, can you name a James Bond theme tune? I said Goldfinger.
Ah.
Of course.
You've misunderstood the game.
Misunderstanding the game. Essentially, completely misunderstanding the game. That's what I do.
We are the voice of the common people. We're mainstream. We're popular. We're going for the first answer.
We're idiots.
But it's a short day at work. You get the same fee and you're popping yourself in back in the... I said to keep the taxi running.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The rest of them are stressing themselves out, asking loads of questions, trying to think, oh, what's right? But the fewest people will have given it as an answer.
Pop in, pop out, and a makeup's done. Right. That's a good day at work.
And plus we get to meet, the most fun bit is sort of meeting seeing the other celebrities all crowded behind little podia.
Yeah,
that's what I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed seeing Charlie Higson and Paul Whitehouse getting very competitive behind a tiny podium.
Yeah.
You know, it was just kind of, it's like, you know, when the last day of holidays at school wasn't got that kind of feel, you know, where suddenly, because none of us really, you know, we didn't get into this for quizzes, did we, Lou?
No. I want to do a game show that's about, because I am thick as fuck, really dumb. And once I did an IQ test and I got 80 on it, but it was timed and I made a sandwich and I answered the door. So, you know, you've got to ask some questions.
But presumably there was someone at the door and you were hungry.
Yeah.
So who's got the high IQ now? Thank you very much.
Quite clever. But I've developed a show which so far Channel 4 said no to, but I still think it's such a good idea, on emotional intelligence. So you have rounds like, which one had an affair and why, who's been to prison and what for. You have to make guesses on people. You just get to judge people for the whole show.
Well, all you're seeing, what are you getting as your sort of clue? I mean, are you just saying, as like, Are these celebrities?
No.
Because Lou,
no.
I don't really understand a world that doesn't involve celebrities.
Celebrities. Yeah, I know that about you. Yeah.
Where? How does this involve celebrities?
Sorry, is Helen Mirren on, or do you want to get fucked?
Where does Jeff Stelling fit in?
Very good point. Yeah.
Well, so these are like, you're just seeing a photograph.
Well, no. You meet people and you're allowed to ask.
It could be a painting. What about a painting? You know, you could be looking at a kind of a Stubbs
and you could say,
how angry is this horse on our scale? 1 to 10.
No, but it's things like, you can do an equine therapy like round where you'll go and speak to a horse because they can like pick up on your energy and stuff. So you just get to see the horse's face, stuff like that. Or you look at wedding footage from the 80s of a couple and you have to say, based on their body language, are they still together? Stuff like that.
That would be a dynamite round. Mm. I'm going to veto
you're going to pass.
I'm going to veto one. I'm going to say it's a maybe. Pencil me.
Yeah.
Pencil me. And Vanessa Feltz comes on board as well, then, you know, we can talk.
Okay. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. Are you ready for a podcast called Cuddle Club?
I'm ready for anything.
Let me ask you your thoughts when your publicist said you're going on a podcast called Cuddle Club.
Yes. Yeah. I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, I write children's books, but that's a bit patronising. I'll tell you exactly what I thought. I thought, I can't go on a thing called, I hate cuddling, I hate physical contact of any kind. I cannot go on a podcast called Cuddle Club. And then I thought, actually, probably that makes me the ideal
candidate for sure.
Actually, that's exactly the process that I went through.
It is aversion therapy. So we have got 15 people coming to your house in 5 minute stages, and they're just going to cuddle you up, cuddle you down, cuddle you all around.
Celebrities, right?
Well, one's been on Bake Off, so
Which round? I mean, ranking or
no. I only deal with people out in the first round.
We're going to be in good company.
You do write children's book. This is true. I'll tell you that. But you didn't you write, like, didn't you start out writing quite heavyweight
I did write science
physics.
Books. I wrote books about physics. And then I realised that nobody bought them. I loved it. Yeah, I had a midlife crisis. Other men, they get sports cars, they get inappropriately young girlfriends. I really got into science. And because I did that at school, you know, I did science at school, but also I started a PhD and I love physics. And I'd kind of sort of let it go as I kind of, you know, got into comedy and acting and everything. And so, and then I kind of, you know, and I hit like sort of 40. I thought, I'm really missing out, you know. I mean, what about all that physics that's happened in the last 20 years and the biology and all that stuff? And I genuinely got really, I just got really, really interested in all of that again. I thought, I know what I could do. I could either go and finish my PhD, or I could write a book about science, and then I'd have lots of, you know, access to lots of sort of fantastic to be able to go to CERN and, you know, see the particle.
You can only do that if you write a book.
You can't only do that if you write a book, but you can especially do that if you write a book. So you get incredible access, because, I mean, the tragic thing about scientists is nobody really ever speaks to them ever or asks their opinion about anything. And they are, you know, they are planetary, you know, they're...
It's because they're not celebrities. Get Vanessa Feltz.
Yeah, exactly. Vanessa, tell me.
The only reason I want to know about physics is because, and this, I don't think you're going to love this bit, but I don't think the next sentence... Well, I was quite intimidated by you before I met you. You're actually very nice, of course, just 5 minutes ago. But before I met you, I was quite scared about talking to you because I get
good,
very intimidated.
Good, that's great. But why? Why on earth? Yeah, but great that you were scared. That's a great reaction.
You love to frighten women, don't
Fear
you?
Fear is what I... I show just not just women. I intend to inspire fear. I mean, that's kids, great. Women. No one's ever said that to me before. Yeah.
Well, I just get very intimidated by sort of Oxbridge, you know, clever guys that can do everything, you know, because.
It's your stuff, Lou.
It's my, of course it's my stuff. Oh, God, yeah, clean it up. Oh, God, I'm well aware of that. But look at me now, hitting my stride.
Yeah, look at you now.
The reason I'd love to know about physics is because I'm into spiritual stuff, and a lot of, that's a bit that I thought you might not like, and a lot of quantum physics backs up spiritual stuff, but when you start to
It sort of does. Yes, it doesn't really. It doesn't really, I'm afraid. It kind of gets co-opted because it sounds good. It's a bit like, you know, if you want to name a chocolate bar, you know, you can call it Mars or Comet, or, you know, because it sounds good. It's a bit like, you know, I know what you mean. It's the Deepak Chopra type thing,
exactly.
You know, we're all, there is a field, you know, in particle physics. You know, they talk about the sort of the unified field, and it's just a load of old bollocks.
Is basically. It?
I'm afraid. I've started, I don't usually swear because you swore earlier on. I'm now trying to be, you know.
I dropped an F-bomb. I'm sort of, early. Doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah, but I it's not so convincing when I swear. I just heard myself swear, just thought, you're just trying, just pretending to be the sort of person who swears. I don't swear.
I'm
not gonna do that again. I'm just trying.
Keep your purity for me, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep my purity. I'm not gonna try and make you like me by swearing. I'm going to try.
If you keep your purity, then I won't be intimidated.
I'm intimidated by. Here's why I'm intimidated by you, because you are. When I was in the sixth form, there were people who did science like me had to sit on certain chairs in the sixth form common room, and then there was the corner, you know, with sort of. We'd speak of that in hushed tones, and the cool. You're like one of the girls who sat in the corner.
I was actually probably under the desk. I make up my own rules.
I like it. Asleep? You're asleep down there? What are you doing down there?
Yeah.
Maybe whatever. Listening to music. Yeah, listening to a Walkman.
Yeah. Have you heard of Pearl Jam? You know, yeah.
You make me very nostalgic for a time. When do you hang out with lots of comedians? I used to love those times. I don't know any bloody. I didn't see anybody anymore.
What about? I saw Alexandra Armstrong.
Well, of course, Sandra Armstrong. And I saw Rob Brydon. I went to a festival at the weekend, and I did a little thing with Rob Brydon. And I hadn't honestly, you know. And so we gossiped endlessly about all the comedians we knew. But I used to spend all my time. That's one of the most fun things about. Being in comedy is talking about other comedians and hanging out with other comedians.
There's some lovely people, but you just have to do another sketch show or something like that.
Well, no, I think even then, I don't think that's when you have you have those times. I think you have those times when you're performing live a lot and you see each other and you're on, you know.
Well, get back to live and then have a curry after. Get back to live. Write a 10 or 15 minute set and then have a curry after. That's what I'd say. You don't get the curry without writing a fresh 15.
What are we talking about? How did we get onto this?
No, come on. It's time for the quick fire round now.
Okay? Science. No, we were talking about science. You were talking about science and Deepak Chopra. Yeah, I think... Listen, I think here's the thing. You know, you don't need science to validate spirituality. Spirituality is all that stuff that lovely old Deepak. He's changed his look, Deepak Chopra. Have you noticed?
He?
Yeah, he's gone for a bit of sort of Elvis Costello glasses and a quiff recently. I mean, he used to look kind of. I mean, it was sort of. Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, if you gave him a wash and brush up and a shave. That was the sort of look he was going for. But now it's kind of slightly tech entrepreneur, the look.
Wow, okay.
That he's going for. Check him out. Check his new profile picture out.
I don't really follow him so much because I don't think he's enlightened. Whereas
who are you thinking of?
Like Eckhart Tolle because he's definitely enlightened. Do you know him?
Personally, he's a celebrity, so he's a member of Soho House, so I see him a lot.
Hold up. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, you could put this music under anything.
Right, quick fire round. Here it is. Get okay. ready. Question one. For the rest of your life, would you rather only wear the colour green or eat the colour green?
Eat the colour green. I really, really... do you want longer answers?
No, go on, expand. Answers? Yeah.
I was just thinking of the, you know, the...
But you can only eat green. You can't eat any other colour.
Yeah, but all the rest stuff is green. Green is good.
But you can't have a strawberry again.
You can eat the top bit. I think it would be fine. You know, a lot of my favorite stuff is green. I'd be 100% okay with that. And I had a friend at university who used to often have, she would say, okay, I'm doing a yellow dinner. And you'd go around and everything would be yellow.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, it's true.
Wow.
Yeah, she's fantastic. A girl called Ella. Well, a woman now, fully a mature woman called Ella Batu, who does these fantastic, she's a bibliophile and she will prescribe books for you. This is a kind of, this is what she does. This is what she does as a living now.
Wow.
So, you know, she kind of, people come to her and they say, you know, I'm my marriage is breaking up and, you know, I've just been made on a boat. She'll prescribe books for them to read.
Wow.
Anyway, she used to do these things. Yeah, you go around, she said, I'm doing a yellow dinner tonight. And you'd go around and everything would be yellow. And I know from that, I actually quite enjoy it. I used to really enjoy them. So it'd just be like going to one of Ella's dinners. That'd
yeah, but fine. You won't be wearing green anyway, because you can't wear green. You can.
I've made the wrong choice, green. Haven't I? What I should have done is worn green. And then I could have eaten whatever I wanted.
We're not here to judge. Question two.
Fine.
Meals on Wheels or John Peel on Wheels?
John Peel on Wheels.
It's got to be John Peel. Okay, Hay Fever or John Drever?
Oh, I don't know who John Drever is.
John Drever's one of my friends. I just want to see if he still listens to the podcast.
Well, I really don't like Hay Fever, so it'd have to be John Drever. I mean, I know he's obviously not been a very constant friend to you, but... he really needs to pull his socks up in terms of, you know, supporting you in the things that you do. But he can't be as bad as Hay Fever.
Do you know what? I think you'd love John Drever. He's absolutely smashing guy. He's just moved to Cornwall with his family, but he's absolutely one of the best.
What does he do? How did you meet him?
Well, he's a film director, of course.
Of course, yes.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, I see.
okay, how do you feel about the word cuddle? We're in now.
We're in, aren't we? It repulses me. I'll be quite honest. I don't like cuddling. I don't want to be cuddled. I don't like cuddling. I don't think, you know, look, you know, I mean, cuddling is fine. Cuddling is fine, but it's not high on my list, I've got to say. I just find it very, I find all that very awkward. When people, you know, there's a lot of hugging that goes on. It's never used to happen. It used to be totally fine. One of the great blessings, I have to say, of the whole pandemic situation has been people have stopped hugging me, which I just...
Because they're absolutely dead. Because a lot of them are dead.
Yeah, but because they've had severe respiratory illnesses and they've been in, they've had other things on their mind.
You hug your kids though, right? You got kids. You give them.
No,
a hug.
I don't hug my children. Why would I hug my children? They are going to be absolutely fine. I give them a Swiss money. Army knife and money, and I point them in the direction of the woodshed and the saw and the axe, and I say, children, in 14 hours' time, I will be calling you for your cheese sandwich. I don't want to. Yes, I do. Of course, I cuddle my kids, but kids don't want to be. One of my kids doesn't really want to be cuddled, and I totally get that. I kind of get that he's like that's like me. That's funny. You know, it's funny your reactions, isn't it? Because when I realized that he didn't like cuddling, I sort of thought, yeah, interesting, like me.
yeah.
And then I immediately had a very strong bond. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So what is a cuddle? Can we just first of all define our terms? Yes. What is a cuddle? What does that mean to you?
It's different things in different scenarios, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, a cuddle with the wife could lead to a bit cheeky, you know. Could be a bit cheeky. Cuddle at a funeral.
Look, you can swear if you want to. You don't have to behave like you're sort of with your granddad or something.
A cuddle at a funeral, a bit fucking different. You know,
That's more like it. Yeah. Cuddle at a funeral.
You'd give a pat on the back to an auntie, a grieving auntie.
A little nod, little understanding nod. I think that a wink, you know.
Yeah.
A letter written in full consideration a few days later, something like that. Most of my awkward moments in life have been being cuddled.
Why are you so uptight? Do you ever think to yourself, damn it, I'm going to let the floodgates down and just be, you know, the only way through it is to do it. I told you it's inversion or whatever it's called. What's the word?
Aversion.
Get get cuddling now.
I think inversion therapy would be.
Is that you and doing a handstand?
that would be some cuddle, wouldn't it? What is it? I don't think it's being uptight. Actually, I'm just not wired that way. I'm just not. Right. That's not how I would.
You're a free spirit, Ben.
I'm not really a free spirit, but it's not about emotion or affection for me. I definitely feel all those things. I just wouldn't necessarily express them.
What about with your wife, if I can be so bold?
Well, yeah, but she's kind of the same. It's not, that's, you know, it's
a handshake at breakfast.
With gloves. A hug.
Okay.
You see, a hug, it's a cuddle. A cuddle for me is a hug that's gone on a bit too long.
Yeah. Okay. This is good to define it. Yeah. Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? Okay. Worst thing you've done.
Whatever in my life.
Yeah.
You can't do this. This isn't like.
No, it's about emotions. Okay. You don't have to answer that.
I'll answer it. I'm just, you know.
Who
upset last?
Or worst thing you've done. Don't forget.
It was a brilliant moment this morning. I caught a flight. It wasn't that early, actually, this morning. But anyway, I was in Scotland. I loved Scotland. I had a brilliant time in Scotland. I've been there for 2-3 days and been in the wilderness, the complete wilderness, no phone, no nothing.
Wow.
Living in a kind of like a cabin, you know, like an off-grid
Why?
Cabin. because I'm a celebrity, I was doing a TV show. I then, of course, I'd had the most magical experience. Everyone I'd met was absolutely sort of amazing. And I do love Scotland. I have a real thing for Scotland. I do absolutely love Scotland. And I think one of the things I love about it is the wildness and the amazing people. Anyway, so early flight this morning. So I stayed at the airport last night, got up, and I'm in the room and I think, I haven't got enough time really to meditate, but I'm going to meditate or not meditate. I thought, fuck it, I'll meditate. I'll be 5 minutes late. No one's going to care if I'm 5 minutes late. So I then meditated, went downstairs, a bit slightly flustered, so I got my stuff together a little bit too quickly. Went down into the thing, try and find the taxi guy. I was like, yeah, I said, you're 6 minutes late. I said, oh, hello. Are you the taxi guy? Said, you're 6 minutes late.
Whoa.
He wouldn't look me in the eye. I said, I'm really, wow, really sorry. I said, I was just meditating. And it just went on a little bit too long. As I was talking, he just walked out of the,
wow,
in front of me, couldn't meet my eye, and got in. The thing was like something out of a Ken Loach film.
Wow.
And anyway, brilliant. So I got in the taxi and I thought, you know, I'm a little bit too, I get into my head sometimes. I'm thinking, did I do the thing? Was the thing? Should I not have meditated? Should I do the thing? And I thought, actually, no, this is brilliant. This is proper wildness. Proper wildness is when people behave exactly as they want to.
Yeah.
So he's had a really shit morning.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care that I've been sitting cross-legged in a log cabin for 3 days. He's really freaking annoyed because that 6 minutes is really important to him because that means he's missed out on a job. And he's stressed anyway because, you know, such and such has happened. He's hardly worked in the pandemic, probably. He's a taxi driver. Because then I saw, when I got to the airport, there was about 20 other taxis parked there.
Oh,
and you
right,
kind of think,
yeah,
oh, wow, they're not working. Nothing's happening to them. They're not working. They must be incredibly, you know, that must be really, really frustrating. But it was a kind of, I still think he was an arsehole, by the way. I'm not, I still think he's an utter arse. But
if he's listening.
If he's listening, yeah, he'll be.
You'll be front of the queue for a podcast called Cuddle Club. He'll be front of the queue. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, what's my point? I mean, I suppose my point is that's the last person I upset him. I really upset him. And the bit I have to own is it was a deliberate decision on my part. Do you see what I mean? That was the bit. And I suppose that was the grit in the oyster for me.
But sorry, did he not know that you were a celebrity?
This is the thing. I had my mask on, so he didn't see that I was a celebrity.
Yeah.
I'll be really honest with you. That did occur to me. I've so far gone now. I'm so far down this road that as I was in the back of the cab, I thought, maybe I should have dropped the mask.
Yeah. Maybe I should have said, have you been watching Brigadon recently? The white Brigadon.
Yeah, he's probably a front row for Bridgerton as well. Yeah.
Oh, is that how you say it?
Brigadon.
I'm
surprised you even made it through the first round of Pointless.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
Okay, touch quiz. Okay, you've got five questions and you need to work out what or who I'm thinking about touching now, okay?
Okay, is it alive?
That's hard to say. No, it's definitely not.
I think games like this are a two-way street. Can I just say that at the outset? And if you ask me, a question like, okay, you've got four questions to ask me. You can't answer things like, I don't know, or maybe, or I haven't really thought about it, or
Okay. Look.
Is that fair? Can that be our contract?
Yeah. Okay, look.
Is it alive?
It's definitely not alive. In fact, I don't know why I had to ponder that one. It's definitely not alive.
Is it solid or liquid?
Liquid. These questions are very good.
You've chosen. I think I know what you've chosen, which I really, really...
How?
Well, because you said it's not alive, but is it alive?
No, so, it's not. I don't think you do know. If you get this, that would be mad if you got this. But it is liquid. And its main thing is it's liquid.
It's probably mercury.
Bring your what you would have chosen Mercury. Now have a look at me. What would I have chosen in liquid form? and it's not piss.
It's wine.
It's a Ranji Boom beer.
No, I was going to say beer.
Yeah, it's a
Ranji Boom. Why did I not just go?
Go with your heart.
Why did I not go with my heart?
Go with your heart. You didn't go with your heart. You thought too much with that.
I think too much. That's the thing. You know, I don't hug enough. I don't have. If I was more tactile.
Yeah.
I'd have gone straight to a Ranji Boom.
I hope this podcast does one thing, and that's make you feel very bad about yourself.
Oh yeah, go on, tell us this one.
First cuddle you remember, that's one of the questions I've waited till now to ask you.
The first cuddle I remember must be that, you know, I mean, do we really remember these things or do we imagine?
We don't, but just for the sake of the shitty questions.
For the sake of the shitty question, I remember that when I was very little, we were at the top, probably about, so I can't walk yet, so I must be about under a year old, something like that, but about that sort of age. And we were at the top of a hill, and my dad pushed the pushchair. It's just sort of to play a game of sort of pushing the pushchair and then catch me up. Anyway, pushed the pushchair, went too far. I went racing down the hill into a bank of nettles.
Oh, no.
And I just remember dad running into the nettles and pulling me out of the pushchair and giving me a hug.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah.
Wow, were you scared? Can you remember being scared?
No, but my mum was very scared. I remember my mum was very, very scared and really annoyed with my dad, which made me scared. Do you see what I mean? I wasn't scared. Yeah, I was just like, what the hell are these things? These are horrible. Yeah. But not scared because I had no idea of what could happen.
Babies trust. That's the thing about babies. Get me back to baby town, you know, because...
Do you know what? Baby town, that's funny. I think that's a moment. That's probably why I remember it, right?
Yeah,
because
that's one of those
times where you think, "Oh, maybe I shouldn't trust
Dad
so much."
But you either think, "Chill out, Mum," or you think, "Dad can't be trusted." One of the two. Best on-screen cuddle.
I mean, for obvious, for reasons. Discussed. That's probably not going to register with me so much. When I do remember really, really loving is any kind of buddy film, any kind of buddy story when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, a movie like that, or Starsky and Hutch, or what's so apparent in those bromance things is they never cuddle and they never touch. That's like a much.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the one thing that is missing from their relationship is any sort of, because they're basically homoerotic, right?
Yes.
But the one thing that's always missing is any kind of consummation, isn't it? I guess that's partly what's fascinating about those stories. But it would be, there's a particularly naughty bit actually in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid where, Robert Redford comes back at night. You'd never put this in a film now. Never. He comes back at night and surprises the school teacher in her bedroom at night. You ever seen this film?
No. I can't remember films.
And then it turns out that, he's her boyfriend. But it's a bit of role play first, I suppose. Yeah, it's pretty.
Oh, really?
It's kind of funny, isn't it? Because that was probably a sort of family film at the time and yet had... Really quite.
Oh God, it's so bleak.
Yeah, really quite fruity stuff in it.
Yeah.
But I suppose the point is, there's an awful lot of performative heterosexuality in that film.
You know,
them both like getting off with bar girls and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? As if they would put a big flashing message on the screen, and they are not gay.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's interesting, isn't it?
Interesting, yeah. So that's my most memorable cuddle, but memorable by its absence.
Okay, worst or weirdest cuddle you've had?
Me?
Yeah.
It's the one I had with Richard Osman about 4 weeks ago. So I went to do the... Did I mention I'm a celebrity? I went to do a another quiz show. I went to do... he does a quiz called...
House of Games,
thank you. Yes. It's a brilliant, brilliant quiz.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'd love to do that. Because rather in the same way that I went on... I thought, you don't really have to know anything to go on that quiz. That'd be great. That'd be really, really great.
Mm.
And I went on it and it was great fun. And you record like, I can't think, it was like 3 shows or 4 shows.
No, you do the week. So you do 5 in 1 day.
You do 5 in 1 day. Have you done it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So you get to know Richard Osman pretty well, mm-hmm. right? By the end of it.
Yes.
By the end of it, we're hugging. And hugging Richard Osman.
Big, strong boy.
6 foot 8. Yeah. I mean, I feel I'm not very tall. So I always feel a bit embarrassed hugging taller men. Anyway, maybe that's part of the reason I don't like being hugged,
mm-hmm.
Because it just feels embarrassing. But hugging Richard Osman is—I don't know. It's like I don't know what that looks like.
Is it lovely though? I've hugged Richard Osman, and I think it's lovely. He's been on the podcast, of course.
I'm a, adore Richard Osman. I just found the experience of hugging him
awful.
You know, a little bit, yeah, awful. I felt like a
why
sort of,
though? Because you felt like his kid or something.
No, I just felt like a sort of nocturnal animal caught in the Australian bush or something, climbing a giant eucalyptus tree. You know, I felt sort of slightly defenseless, predated upon, and really not enough of a man to justify my existence on the earth. Just briefly.
Oh, dear.
Do you see what I mean?
It's what we would call toxic masculinity.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I had a moment of drinking my own toxic masculinity.
Yes. Whereas when I cuddle Richard Osman, and it has happened platonically, I feel swaddled and safe and like a little delicate 5 foot 8 and a half, but I feel more delicate and, you know, it plays into my toxic femininity.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take 2 arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Okay, last question. Best cuddle.
Do you know, my best cuddles, I got this huge dog. I've got a massive dog. My dog, she really, really loves cuddles. And she will actually put her paw on your shoulder, tap you. She's so big. She comes like, tap you on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Like a kind of, bit like a sort of bear in a sort of, you know, Far Side cartoon. You sort of tap you on the shoulder and, you know, almost kind of like, And then you have a cuddle.
Yeah.
So it would be her. When I saw her, when I got back today after, you know, sharp contrast to the angry man from Scotland.
Yeah.
Very, very warm, loving bear from Russia.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, congratulations, because of all your achievements, and there are so many, you can play guitar, drums, you've written about 100
play drums.
Books.
No, I can't play drums.
It says you can.
Books. Yeah, it says I can, so
it
fine.
It says you can.
Yeah,
yeah. You've written 100 books, but I think your biggest achievement is you have got through the Cuddle Club podcast.
Amazing.
But I'm going to give you your... what I do is I put the answers into a calculator, a cuddle calculator, and then it comes up with your cuddle style. Okay?
Oh, my cuddle style.
Yeah, it's a good bit of kit. You've got to have an ending. You've got to have a format point these days. You've got to have something to hang your hat on, even though it started as a joke. Okay? Here it is. Your cuddle style is the log. Unlike your acting, your cuddle style is wooden. He's medium height. He's not that strong. But don't worry, because a cuddle won't last long. It's the log.
Yes, I'm happy with that. I'm really happy with that. That's very, yeah, that's very accurate. But what does a log do?
Just lays there. It just lays there.
No, it doesn't. No.
No.
A log, a log burns on the fire. A log keeps you warm, heat you right up. A log.
Yeah,
that's going to heat your whole home.
There's longevity, or should I say logevity? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mic drop.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I'm really grateful.
That was so much fun.
It was so nice to talk to you. And I'm not scared of you anymore. And hopefully we'll work
together. I'm more scared
together.
Of you than I was when I started. So
hopefully we'll work together one day. That would be nice.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll do a type 15 and then we'll go for curry afterwards.
Maybe I'll audition for, say it with me.
Brigadoon.
Brigadoon. Yeah.
Brigadoon.
Brigadoon. So that was Ben Miller. What a lovely chat. I think I'm going to go round for dinner with him and his wife. I don't know. I just got that vibe that we could be friends. You can get his new book. He's written so many books. He's so clever. His new book is called How I Became a Dog Called Midnight. It's available to pre-order and it's out on the 30th of September. So if you know any kids, get them a book for crying out loud. Can't be at football all day long. Thank you for joining us. Yes, with your ears. And do follow Cuddle Club Pod online, follow me, Liz Sanders, and have yourselves a wonderful time in the interim between now and next week. I'm sending so much whatever you want to you. Okay? And we'll call it a day. Goodbye. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.